Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. this week removed every member of a scientific committee that advises the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention how to use vaccines. He has pledged to replace them with his own picks. Joining me now, Dr. Celine Gounder, editor-at-large for public health at KFF Health News, also CBS News medical contributor. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
It's my pleasure.
For our listeners, first off, what is the role of this committee?
So the ACIP has been around for decades. It was established by a surgeon general several decades ago to help review the safety and efficacy information data on vaccines. And they do play a slightly different role from the FDA. So the FDA reviews that same data and says, okay, this is safe and effective, we'll approve it. And then the CDC, ACIP, which is his external advisory committee to the CDC, because not everybody can be an expert in specific kinds of vaccines. You're really trying to get the best of the best. These folks then help the CDC determine how and with whom these vaccines should be used. So, for example, what age group, what high risk groups, what is the dosing schedule? And this is something that has been happening for decades in a very nonpartisan, non-political way, and frankly, a very technical and scientifically boring kind of way. And what we're seeing is really unprecedented politicization of that process.
Now, give us a sense of who some of the members of this committee were or what their expertise was.
So you have different kinds of expertise. You have people who are experts in immunology, which is the science of the immune system. You have people who are experts in virology, so the viruses themselves. You have people who are experts in epidemiology, so how do viruses and other infections transmit through populations? And it's that combined kind of expertise that is being used to help make these decisions about how best to be administering vaccines to different populations.
Now, Mr. Kennedy has said that some of these members were tied financially to the industry. It's been pointed out that they were Biden appointees. You said this was not a political body. So what should the American public know about that?
Well, this is sort of like saying, gosh, I want to have complete control. And so therefore, I'm going to fire all the Supreme Court justices so I can appoint them all, as opposed to saying I'm going to wait until they finish their term and then nominate people to replace the people who are retiring. And that's what this is really about. And, you know, in terms of claims of conflicts of interest, Secretary Kennedy is going back to reports dating from 2000, so 25 years ago, and 2009. That 2009 Inspector General report, for example, found that many of the forms had errors like missing dates or putting information in the wrong section. I mean, imagine if you got some dates wrong or put information in the wrong section of your IRS tax return forms. That doesn't mean you were trying to cheat on your taxes. Those are very different levels of issues. And so these were not people who were having significant financial conflicts. And in fact, you cannot serve on this panel if you, for example, own stock in a pharmaceutical company, if you are on a pharmaceutical company affiliated board or speakers bureau. You simply can't do that. Whereas Secretary Kennedy, in fact, he, on the other hand, is conflicted. He has not fully recused himself from all potential conflicts of interest involving vaccines. During his confirmation hearings, he disclosed he had earned some $2.5 million in referral fees from a law firm that was involved in lawsuits against vaccine manufacturers. He said he would resign as a consultant to that law firm, but that he would continue to collect referral fees from some of these cases. And he has not recused himself from receiving those referral fees. So he continues to benefit financially from the outcomes of various different vaccine-related policy decision-making. And so if you're in a position to benefit or to win or lose financially, you are by definition conflicted. He is conflicted.
Secretary Kennedy has said that he intends to convene this panel again in just a few weeks, I believe. You know, when he names replacements, how's the public going to know if these individuals are credible and have expertise in the area of vaccines?
Well, I think we're going to have to look at what are their academic credentials. Did they train in the appropriate area? Do they have experience? And actually, experience working in industry is important experience. So having worked in industry in the past would be something that would be a plus. Somebody who understands how are vaccines manufactured, how do you conduct a clinical trial for a vaccine, how do you roll out a vaccine? That's actually relevant knowledge and experience, and the only way to gain that is having worked in industry. You don't necessarily want somebody who's in the industry now, but having that knowledge. And then also looking at political conflicts of interest. So what we learned, New York Times reported earlier today, is that it was not just financial conflicts that he was citing, Secretary Kennedy was citing, although those seem to be bogus if you drill down further, but also that he was very concerned with political conflicts, people who would not perhaps be fully loyal to his agenda. And so I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, are these people who are truly the best scientists, or are these people who can be counted on to be loyal to whatever he says he wants the outcome to be?
Dr. Gounder, as we wrap this up, bottom line for you, what are your top concerns about this right now?
I'm concerned that we're seeing corruption of what are normally very apolitical, just technical, scientific processes. Part of the reason we have so well succeeded in this country in terms of medicine and health is because we have focused on the science. And in countries where people are rewarded on the basis of political loyalties or where systems are corrupt, you just don't see that kind of advancement happening. And so I am concerned that we, in our healthcare, in our public health, but even more broadly, are headed really in the wrong direction.
Editor-at-large for Public Health at KFF Health News and CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.